Our catechism question for this morning is question number 9, dealing with the work of creation. What is the work of creation? The work of creation is God making all things of nothing by the word of his power in 6 normal consecutive days, and all very good. In this question and answer on the subject of creation, we have 4 parts. We have the what, the how, the when, and the why of creation. The what of creation, the how of creation, the when of creation, and the why of creation. First of all, we have the what. If we were to ask, what do we mean when we speak about creation? What exactly are we talking about? It's very important to identify, because we use the word make or create in normal language, in normal everyday speak, and we see our child making a paper aeroplane. We would say that's a lovely aeroplane that you have made. But when we talk about God making, what do we mean by that? And we'll look at that in a few moments, in the second point more specifically. But here we have the what. The work of creation is God making all things. God has made everything. The Word of God tells us that all things were made by him, specifically by the Lord Jesus Christ, and without him was not anything made that was made. The very first verse in Scripture you have there before you in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And again, I've reminded you of this before, but when we talk about in the beginning, what are we saying? What does it mean, in the beginning? Well, I believe the specific reference there is the beginning of time. For God created time itself. So even time was created by God. So in the beginning of time, that first moment when God even created the very thing that we call time itself, God created the heaven and the earth. So the work of creation is God making everything. That's why we worship him this morning. He is the maker of all things. Nothing. In fact, it's interesting, even science would acknowledge that, and I mentioned this actually I think last week, that it's a scientific fact that matter cannot be destroyed, neither can it be created. Science cannot create one atom of matter. So even today we can say nothing has ever been truly made that God hasn't made. He has made all things. That's the what of creation. But then secondly, the how, which is just as important. God made all things of nothing by the word of his power. Now this gets really to the heart of it. That God didn't take a substance and make something out of it. God created the very thing itself from nothing, or as it says here, of nothing. Nothing existed before God made it. So we see the Hebrew word literally means to make out of nothing. God didn't take some substance and mold it and shape it. No, he made it from nothing. And then we see the second part of the how, by the word of his power. In other words, God didn't use his physical hands like we would. God didn't have to do anything externally. He spoke the world into existence. He spoke heaven into existence. He spoke everything that exists into being. Then thirdly, the when. And this is vitally important. And one of the things I love about the catechism is it's so up to date. There's nothing in the catechism that is not relevant as now today as it was when it was written hundreds of years ago. It's still as relevant today as it was in the day when it was written. And there's a major attack in this generation upon this aspect of creation, upon this part of creation. People say, yes, God, and even professing Christians say, yes, God made the world, but it happened over millions or billions of years. That's not what the Scripture teaches. The Scripture teaches that God made everything in six normal consecutive days. I forgot to read Hebrews 11, verse 3, and the previous point, which says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And again, that just reinforces the point that we made earlier on. Exodus 20, verse 11 says, just to support the third point, six normal consecutive days, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. No, the Lord made everything. And you see, this is the problem I have with Christians who say this. You know, that yes, it happened over six long periods of time rather than six literal days. And I sometimes ask people who say that, do you believe that God is almighty? Do you believe in an almighty God, an all-powerful God? And they normally answer, of course. And I would say, well, can God create the universe in 6 days? And they sometimes will say yes. Well, then say, what's the problem? If we believe in an almighty God, an all-powerful God, what's the problem with believing that he could create the universe, the heavens and the earth, in six normal consecutive days? The Word of God says it. The Word of God teaches it. Therefore, we accept it, even though we can't explain it. We certainly can't even explain the second point, that God could make everything of nothing. You see, one of the problems with Christians, they want to be scientific. Well, there's nothing that we can scientifically explain about the second point, neither about the third, but we accept these things because the Word of God teaches these things to us. So that's the what, the how, and the when. And finally, I think this is probably the application of it, the why of creation. Why did God make things? Because he is a good God, and he wants to make things that are good. And it says, and all very good. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. This is the wonderful aspect of why God has done everything he has. It's because he wants things that are good. He wants things that are pleasant. He wants things that are good for us in our lives. We all want that, don't we? And the only way we can have good, and the only way we can have goodness, is how? By coming to the God who has made everything very good. The one who is goodness himself. The one who is, in his very essence, is goodness. And we come here to worship that God this morning. So therefore, what is the work of creation? The work of creation is God's making all things of nothing by the word of his power in six normal consecutive days, and all very good.